Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, September 28th, and this is JFK Council 5 Secretary Terry Kanoe reporting. This coming Friday, October 1st, United and Continental are expected to close their financial merger transaction. When this happens, the new airline will be established and called United Airlines. But we will not experience any immediate change in our day-to-day routines. Earlier this week, a San Francisco district judge denied a preliminary injunction brought by plaintiffs who sued, arguing the merger would reduce competition in the industry. One thing that will change on Friday is an interim employee pass travel program, which will provide a temporary pass travel program shared between the airlines as the final program continues to be worked out. Details are available on our website. Prior to the financial close, AFA will meet with management this week to discuss a transition agreement. Although AFA has been in continuous discussions with management about this merger and the impact on flight attendants, the meeting this week will formally address issues specific to running the operation during a transaction to an operational merger. The operation will continue separately during the transition for about 12 to 18 months towards the merged operation, and during this transition, our contract remains in full force and effect. For many of us, this may be a time of uncertainty, and it's important to remember there are very specific steps to be followed throughout this process as the transition progresses. We are fully engaged in the process and will keep you updated every step of the way. Management has a unique opportunity to demonstrate goodwill to flight attendants by making decisions that further recognizing our value as frontline workers by negotiating a contract sooner rather than later. As middle-class working Americans, we have a lot at stake in the 2010 elections. The entire House of Representatives and 37 Senate seats are up for election, along with the hundreds of state and local races. The outcomes will determine how we shape a working family's agenda. Your vote on November 2nd may be the one that makes a difference to help ensure a pro-flight attendant majority in Congress. Before you cast a ballot, you must be registered to vote. Your AFA local government council, Government Affairs Committee will be conducting voter registration drives throughout the system this week. Voting registration deadlines vary by state, but in many cases, you must be registered to vote at least 15 to 30 days prior to Election Day. Check your state's voter registration deadline, and in order to be on the safe side, make sure you are registered to vote by this Saturday, October 2nd. It is particularly important to check your registration or register if you have moved, changed your name, or have not voted in recent elections. Additionally, find out if you can vote early. Due to the nature of our jobs, many of us will be working and away from home and our polling locations on Election Day. To ensure that our voices are heard, flight attendants are encouraged to vote early or by absentee ballot. There is too much at stake this year for AFA members to sit on the sidelines. Take the time to make sure you are registered to vote, and then be sure to vote. Let's make this election count towards a better future for flight attendants. Southwest Airlines announced yesterday their plans to buy AirTran Airways in a nearly $1.5 billion deal. If the deal goes forward, Southwest will follow in many of the same footsteps our airline has taken, first with scrutiny by the Department of Justice and requiring their approval, and then approval by respective shareholders of each airline. The deal is expected to meet with a higher degree of skepticism as the two carriers overlap on 32 routes compared to about half of that number in the United Continental merger. In just 4 days, AFA members will join our sisters and brothers at CWA and members from more than 190 environmental, civil rights, and community organizations at the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. We'll be speaking with one voice as one nation in a historic march on Washington to call for good jobs, bargaining rights, government that works, and other critical issues to working families. What better place to gather than where the March in Washington for Jobs and Freedom brought 200,000 activists to D.C. to fight for civil rights in 1963. One Nation Working Together is a coalition of more than 200 unions and progressive groups fighting for real change. Join us on Saturday. For more information, contact your local council. Last week, President Obama threatened to veto a resolution that would have repealed new union election rules for aviation and rail workers. The new rules, enacted by the National Mediation Board, NMB, which went into effect July 1, 2010, bring together fairness and make these elections more democratic. For years, a majority of workers were required to participate in a union election just to validate the election, and any employee who didn't vote was counted as a no vote against the union. Since the rule change went into effect, the majority opinion of voters who participate will decide elections, just like it works for every other election in our democracy. Senator Johnny Ickes and his Republican colleagues, highly influenced by the Air Transport Association and Delta Management, proposed repealing the new rules last week. Fortunately, the majority of Senate blocked his efforts, and President Obama issued a veto threat. According to the Obama administration, the administration is committed to help working Americans exercise their rights to organize under a fair and free process and bargain for a fair share of the wealth their efforts help to create. The fairest and most effective way to determine the outcome of a union representation election is by the majority of votes cast. The first step in the annual vacation bidding process is the assignment of reserve letters. Section 10A2 of our contract requires that reserve letters be assigned and posted in domiciles in September, which is the month prior to the start of vacation bidding. These 2010 reserve letter lists will be posted tomorrow, September 29th, in the domiciles. The list establishes the top 25% of the domicile who are exempt from reserve rotation and assigns A or B to all flight attendants with more than 5 years seniority. You will obtain important information by checking the domicile seniority list, known as the reserve letter list, containing the 2011 lineholder status and reserve letters. These reserve letters become effective for the February 2011 schedule month. October, the contractual month for bidding vacation, signals our approach to the end of the year. Now is a good time for a reminder that orders for uniform pieces using your available uniform points allocation will need to be placed before the annual deadline. We're recommending that you consider placing orders for uniform items before the busy holiday season. Annual point allotments for 2010 have been credited to each flight attendant and can be viewed from the Census Uniform website. Information on how to order uniform pieces can be found on our website. Last week's mediation session centered on scheduling and minimum pay and credit. United Management continues to include continental contract language proposals in their discussions and explained all the various ways they would give management more flexibility and efficiency with regards to scheduling. Their proposals throw out the window how things have been done historically or consider what type of flying we'll have in the future. The magnitude of management's presentation was so enormous they were unable to complete their full presentation, the balance of which would be carried over into the session in October. In summary, their proposals resulted in longer duty days, shorter legal rests, less pay for trips flown, and fewer work rule protections that would have a deleterious effect on our daily work life. While there may be some limited areas where their proposals are in line with our members' priorities, we were unable to definitively make that determination until management concludes their presentation and there is a discussion on the application of those proposals at the new United Airlines. At this juncture, you can be assured that if management wants something in our negotiations, it is to their benefit and our detriment. For full and comprehensive accounting of our negotiation, sign up for the weekly fan newsletter. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.